Welcome to Transformation Church. It's anniversary Sunday. Is anybody excited? Amen, amen, amen. Well, we are in week 3 of a series we are calling, everybody help me, Here is Hope. Say it one more time. Here is Hope. Now look down. Are you where you want to be? That's the question I got to ask you today. Are you where you want to be? And the truth of the matter is, for most of us, the answer is what? No. Some of y'all be like, hell no. And some of y'all ain't. Look, the bougie people's like, oh my God. Some of y'all are not where you want to be. Okay, let's be honest. How many people in this room are exactly where they want to be? Watching online. How many people are not where they want to be? Hands lifted in the chat. It's going crazy. Okay, cool. But what if I told you that you're exactly where you're supposed to be? See, when you start walking on this Christian life, your wants become less and less important. I'm gonna say something to you that your mama should have told you. It don't matter what you want. It matters what God wants for you. And what if where you are right now, everybody say here. What if here is exactly the tension that God placed on your life for the destiny that he's trying to prepare you for? And this is not a sexy word. This is not a word for the people who want 3 points and a poem to go home, feel better, and go live the same way. This is a message today in week 3. This is the big boy table, grown-up food. Get your steak knife and your fork, not the little one for the salad. Get it out. Because we're about to cut through this thing, because I may have some offensive news for you. Here was a part of the place that God ordained for you to be. What if when he wrote your life, he said, and I'm going to allow the betrayal? No, Jesus would never do it in his own pack. He had Judas. Now, if anybody could have avoided the betrayal, but why would he ordain a Judas? Judas did what he had to do. See, nobody likes this part of scripture, but what if Judas was right in the will of God? Y'all got to read your Bible again. It literally tells us when Judas did what he was supposed to do, it was the only way they could find Jesus, so that he could go and be the propitiation for our sins and pay our bill for eternity. What if them leaving you was a part of the plan? See, all of the crap I've been through the past 7 years getting here, everybody shout at me, here. The more and more I walk with God, I see that it was not an attack. It was an assignment. What happened 3 weeks, three weeks ago when the spit hit the fan? That was sent on assignment for my life. To be able to develop something in me and to be able to extract some things out of me that could not go until my 8th year of ministry. Y'all missed it. As we stand here on the precipice of a threshold of 7 being the completion of a thing and 8 being something that is a new beginning, this is an end of an era. Yeah. And everything that happened to me was on assignment. Well, God would never do that to you. Hold on. If he didn't do it, he will use it. And some of us have been so fixed on what happened that we won't let God take what happened and use it to turn you into what he has seen in you from the very beginning. There's nothing bad that can happen to me. It can't, because of who is for me. If it looks bad, it just means I'm in the middle of it. If it looks bad, it just means it's not over. But somehow, MJ not being able to speak until 6 years old is working out for our good. Now, some of y'all don't believe this. You only believe portions of scripture. But Romans 8 tells us. All things are working. It didn't say all things worked. It's a verb. It's at this moment. Here, it's working for my good. And so I need you in this series. Is God giving us a phrase for the year? Here is holy. Some of y'all, this is hard to swallow because you're waiting for me to be like, so God does the work here and then he's going to go there. There's next year. I'm just going to be very clear. If you want us to move from here, go somewhere else. For Transformation Church, the thing we're focusing on right now is what? Here. But what can God do here? A whole bunch. If we would let him work on us here. And one of the most practical examples of that is when I'm somewhere and somebody's trying to get me to where they're at. A lot of times this happens with my brother Brent. I'll be like, Brent, where you at? And he'll be like, where you at? And I'll be like, well, where you at? If you tell me where you at. And then he'll say this little thing, drop a pin. And on my cell phone, it geo maps me because of all of the satellites and the different things that are happening. It geo maps where I'm at. And that pin where I actually am is able to allow Brentum to be able to navigate to me or for me to be able to navigate to him. The only problem with a pin is that you can place a pin on a map where you are not at. You can literally go into your phone and drop a pin anywhere on the map and it not be where you're at. So now what I have sent to my brother or to God or to my future is a false. Oh, thank you, Lord. I've sent him a false locator to my real situation. And most people, when we come in here to praise and to worship, when people get us in a small group and they ask us how we're doing, we drop a pin somewhere we're not actually at. I'm blessed and highly favored. You lying. You just said in the car, I don't know how much more of this I can take. Well, God's moving. You don't believe that. You just told everybody you moving. I'm leaving here. And my question to you, if here is holy, have you been identified here? Have you brought definition to where here is for you? Not here for everybody else. That's why I tell everybody, God does not bless who you pretend or where you pretend to be. He blesses who and where you actually are. Your blessing is here. And many people, I'm finding out that they would rather put up the facade of faith and the facade of faithfulness than to say, God, you know what? Last few weeks, I just ain't been feeling it. I'm done with the church. They started shouting. I didn't feel nothing. And God, honestly, I'm here out of obligation. And I actually don't know if I want to keep serving you. Do you know how anointed that moment of here? Because it's not fake. It's not phony. It's not inauthentic. And God is saying to you, so where are you really? Everybody say here. Is your here? I'm insecure about my future, but I act like everything's okay. Somebody say here. My identity has been in my children, but I'm not sure who God's called me to be. Somebody say here. I'm describing some things that maybe will bring detail to where your here is. Because if you do not identify here, God cannot ever do the work he wants to do for you here. Somebody say here. I have to be the life of the party, but I'm tired of performing. Somebody say here. I have more money than I know what to do with, but there's still something missing. Somebody say here. I've been in church all my life, but I don't feel God's presence anymore. Somebody say here. I'm taking you somewhere. What I'm trying to do is break down the layers of lies. The church has tried to make us feel like we need to have to be acceptable before God. He does not need your covering or your coating or your cover up. He wants you, the real you, the naked and unashamed you, the you that cusses at home. Y'all so fake. He wants the you that watches The Real Housewives of Atlanta. But you only do it when everybody's asleep because you don't want anybody to think you actually like that show, but you have it saved. Because you don't want the perception that people think of you to be different, but it's actually something that is itching a scratch in you. The real. Somebody say the real me. I'm telling you, I'm about to undress this religious spirit that's been on the church that keeps us on Sundays. Everybody say here. I'm the first one in my family to ever graduate college, but now I feel the pressure to be successful. Somebody say here. I'm everybody's friend, but no one's companion. Those hears are starting to get real. Somebody say here. I got the keys to my dream home, but I'm not happy. Here. The drink used to be a choice, but now it seems to be necessary. Somebody say here. We're trying to hold it together for the kids, but I don't think we're gonna make it another year. Somebody say here. This is the most holy place you can be. This week, if you do nothing else, I want you to write a declaration of here. Here's where I am. I'm satisfied in this area. I'm discontent in this area. My marriage feels like this, and I'm really more concerned about my business. I want you to be honest about here. It's the most holy thing you could do. Is to figure out where here is. I'm frustrated that we're not in our building, but I'm excited and expectant that we're back at 1519 with green chairs and green carpet. I'm here. I want my son to develop, but I am seeing the work God is doing in me in patience right here. I don't know what our future holds, but I'm standing here full of faith, asking God to give me direction right here. Where are you actually at? Because without that pin dropped, God can't direct you anywhere. So you thought it was about God coming to you. No, he's trying to take you somewhere, but you have not defined here. I'm a workaholic and I want my kids to appreciate things. So I give them everything, but none of me. I'm right here. That is more holy than anything you could tell me on an Instagram post. I'm sick of my body, but I emotionally eat. So every night at 10 o'clock, I have to have something that fills my flesh to make me go to sleep. I am here. What would happen if the church would actually identify where we actually are? Somebody asked me, how'd you feel when all these different people were talking about you and this and all that other stuff? And I couldn't tell them where I was because I didn't trust them enough. See, you got to be smart. You got to be very intentional. But when I was on that balcony with my community, I told them where I was. I told them how it made me feel. I told them, I said, I don't know if I should preach Sunday because I'm a fighter. And I know that if I stand up on that platform with venom in my heart, I give it to people. But I do know that I'm supposed to stand up on that platform on Sunday because I got to lead my people. So what I'm asking you is to pray for me here. This was Thursday. I had to preach on Sunday. Pray that God would do a creative miracle in my heart. So that, because I'm here right now. I'm not about to fake with you. I want to rip. I want it quick with your words. What you do is spit. I can tell you what you can do with spit. Like, but where I was at, I had to be honest with where I actually was. And can I tell you, within 48 hours, my heart went from a place that was hardened and had venom in it to a place where I was praying for my enemies. Was asking God, please let them watch. Please let them just see or hear. God, please. Like, I watched, not because I was a perfect man. It's because I was a progressive man, and I dropped my pen where I was actually at. Somebody shout at me, here is holy. And I'm coming against the religious spirit that is in pulpits, that is in boardrooms, that are in exercise facilities in schools, and even breeding in your home. That is teaching people to be unauthentic with where they are because it makes you feel uncomfortable. If your child is in gender confusion right now, let them say it to you. You can't help them after it has already cemented in their heart and in their mind that this is who I am. And they've gone to people who think and agree. You don't even have a say because you wouldn't let them be where they were here. I know I'm about to offend a lot of people. But at the end of the day, I don't want somebody else pastoring my family through television and social media, and somebody who would accept it because they couldn't be honest with who they were here. Here is the place God will transform you. So this is our confession all year. I want you to say it with me. I am here. And because God is here, here is holy. Say it again. I am here. Wherever that is. However confusing that is, however hurtful that is, everybody say, I am here. I hate it here. I don't want to be here. I wish I was somewhere else, but I am here. And because God is here with me, he'll never leave me or forsake me. I can stand and declare in this moment, here is holy. So my question to you this week, will you drop a pen? Everybody say, drop a pen. See, the thing about a pen is when you drop a pen, it identifies you. It tells you and everybody else where you at. When God asked Adam and Eve, where are you in the garden? He didn't lose them. He was asking them, do you know where you're at? He's doing what I'm asking you to do. You know where you're at? Everybody say, drop a pen. Go ahead and just drop a pen on me real quick. And like, when a pen is dropped, that means every step I make, if I go this way, if I make a step, if I make a step, I am located. God is saying his Holy Spirit wants to give you the ability to step and God know exactly. I'm still addicted to some things, but God knows exactly. Oh, I'm about to preach this. I'm still struggling in some issues and some trauma from my past, but God knows exactly. Drop a pen. This week, if you don't hear me say anything else, drop a pen. Sometimes when I want to backslide and I want to go to a different direction and I try to outrun God, when I've already committed and submitted my life to Him, the pen is on me. See, when you dedicate and consecrate your life to God, He said, you can run. But it met me. Y'all don't hear me right now. The reason God is saying, use the rest of this year and act like I'm not speaking to you. Run away from me. And my love and my grace is chasing you down. Somebody say, drop a pin. Every step I take. Every move I make, every prayer I pray, everybody God calls me to love, everybody He tells me to disassociate it from, He's saying, I have your steps. Doesn't the Bible say the steps of the righteous man and woman? They're ordered, ordained, predestined by God. What I'm saying to you is, if I act like, stay, keep the pen right here. If I act like, no, actually keep the pen right there. If I act like this is where God told me to be, I'm right here, serving in ministry, doing what God called me to do. And the anointing and the grace and the mercy and the wisdom, the best thing you can do is get right back under the place here He calls you to. Because when I get here, I say, God, here I am. That's what happened in a Best Western when Bishop took me to a Fathers and Son conference. I was like, He want me to be the what? Of the who? I literally told him, I don't like people that much. Because at that moment, the unrefined version of where I was did not see myself doing what was necessary. But God said, you're okay right here. But get on the floor and say yes. And at 2 or 3 in the morning, I got on the floor. And when I got on the floor and told God, yes, here I am, He marked me. He put a pin on me. And He said, you can walk, but everywhere you go, you can run, you can try to not see what I'm doing in your life. But everywhere you go, I got your location. Because here is holy. Listen to me. As you begin to move in this year, everywhere you find yourself, every single place is holy. I want to say it that slow and that methodical because that's how it's going to feel. This year is not the year of the exciting. It'll be exciting when you get there. But here will be about obedience. I told somebody on my team, I got a call 2 days ago to speak at one of the largest churches in the world on a last minute whim. And the Holy Spirit said, this is a test. You know where your here is this Sunday. And you could be there, but you'll be there without me. You better be here. 2 days ago. It would have been fine. None of y'all would have known. Y'all would have thought it was great. Y'all would have thought, oh my goodness, anniversary. This one, that was explosive. And I would have been disobedient to what God told me to do right here. So are you aware of where you are? Are you able to communicate your coordinates? Do you have language for your location? That's what I'm asking you to do this week. I am here. Can you mark yourself on the map of destiny? I know God's called me to do this, but I've still been in this place. God's just saying, all I need my church to do is be honest about where they are. Because they don't have to stay there if they acknowledge here. How do you spell there? T-H-E-R-E. When I want to go there, it's spelled T-H-E-R-E. What God told me, he said, put the cross before here. If you just put the cross, that's a T. Seek me first above everything else. If you would just put the cross here, it's going to take you there. Just write it down. You'll see what happens. He said, here is the substance of there. The majority of the word there is, oh my gosh. Y'all, this has been brewing in me too long. And we always think that it's about there. When they see me as this, there. And when I have these connections, there. And when our church gets to this amount of people, there. And God said the substance of there is always found in here. Today, while I stand here and honor Bishop and Pastor Debbie and honor my parents and honor Bishop Pearson and honor Pastor Filkey and honor Tammy and Bree and all of the people, Pastor Bob, why I do that is because the only way I stand here is because they stood in their here. And many people are dependent on you focusing on what God's placed in your hand now. You will make other people miss their there because you won't focus on here. And you trying to get there. And God said, there is taken care of if you would become right here. Change your speech here. Tame your tongue here. Learn humility here. All this platform does is magnify what's really in me. Some of y'all acting like when I get money, all it's gonna do is really expose you. When you get money, it's gonna make you more of who you are. If you're self-centered and egotistical and prideful, give you some money, give you some platform. It's coming out. And God's saying, that's why I've kept you in the dark. That's why I've hidden you so that I can do the work. Everybody shout at me here. Some of y'all wondering, well, I have all the credentials to do this. And God said, but you don't have the character. Credentials without character always kill something. You're going to see it in what I'm saying to you today because here, everybody say here. I know I sound like a broken record, but I'm coming against the, all I see in my mind is like quicksand. Y'all ever seen somebody get in quicksand and they're trying to move and the more they move through it, it feels like they're sinking. There's so much quicksand in our thoughts and our theology around what God wants for me and how he's going to move when I get there. And God said all of that is based off of fear. It's not based on faith. He literally said, you do not worry about there when you know who holds you there and here. Most of your anxiety, most of your fear of the future, it comes because you actually, hear this, don't trust God. I'm telling you what nobody will tell you because they want you to just yell crazy faith. But the truth of the matter is you cannot have crazy faith here if you don't believe that God's going to be good up there. And most of us want to play a savior instead of have one. We would rather organize our way, strategize our way, make moves in the dark and in the light to make sure that we get to there. And God said, you put me on the sidelines and did what only you could do. Is that what you wanted? You can say eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. I've seen this before. This is a rerun of pride. This is a rerun. This goes back further than we could capture it. This is a rerun of people trying to work themselves into the ground. This is a rerun of self-doubt and depression and anxiety. I have a better way for you. If you would allow me to do the work on you. Where? Here. Where? How do you spell where? Come on. W-H-E-R-E. How you find out where you are, the substance of where you will be is found in. God began to show me there and where has to do with here. And the church is ready for the future. Taking ground. Explosion. Lengthen the cords and the stakes and this. And I'm not saying that's wrong. But how many miracles do we miss? Because we didn't focus here. I have so much to say. And I'm not even one page into my notes. Because I feel a burden. And I think God's doing it in me because I'm the least likely candidate to care about here. My whole life, I tolerated here to get there. I don't care about who's here now. You won't be able to get in this place 6 months from now. And God said, you don't care about who's there now? You don't... I gave you 200 people, and all you can think about is 2,000 people? Why would I trust you with more people? If you won't steward over, some of y'all are believing for a blessing that your current blessing is disqualifying you for. You're believing for a car that the way you treat your car now is disqualifying. You want a world-class staff, but you won't take care of the three people who've been down for you when you ain't have nothing? You're not a good leader either. But they still following you? God said, if you do not care for here, I can't trust you with there. That's the key. It's all about trusting you. And some of you, even my senior saints, my seasoned saints, you're thinking your best days are behind you. No, God's been trying to teach you a lesson here for 3 decades. That at some point you said, I'm too old for this. I ain't gonna have no young man telling me, dude, I'm old enough to be here. And God said, you can die. Right there. If you don't allow me to do the work. This is a different heartbeat for an anniversary message. But God won't let me move because so many of us have become obsessed. That's the word I want to use. Obsessed with there. When God is on assignment and obsessed with you right here. We see this in Moses' life. Look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 4. It says, when the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look at this burning bush, God called to him from the middle of the bush, Moses, Moses. Somebody say, here I am.
Here I am.
That was his reply. Do not come any closer, the Lord warned him. Take off your sandals. For you are standing on holy ground. Let me give you 3 habits for here. Because this is so foreign to us, nobody knows what to do here. We literally are like, okay, on to the next. And God said, Mike, would you just teach him 3 habits for here? We find it in the scripture. When this man says, "Here I am" to God. Somebody say, "Here I am."
Here I am.
That was a sign and a signature of availability. Are you available to God, Tony? Are you available? And the truth of the matter is that most of us are tolerating God's suggestions to us. Hear what I just said. Everything God says to us is a suggestion, not a command. We can tell by how many times you've obeyed him in the past 24 months. And the truth of the matter is, God will never allow you to do what he wants you to do if you don't want to. If you don't want to, he not gonna make you. All throughout the scriptures was God presenting people with opportunities, and either they said yes or no. And when they said no, he said, "You sure? You really want to? Okay." And then he goes to the next available. You ever been the sixth man on a basketball team?
Come on.
And you know the players that are actually on the court are so good, you ain't never going to get to play? Been there several times personally. They're just bigger. They're just stronger. They got a stroke. It's just like, all right, hey, good job, team. Like you just become a really good cheerleader because you're not going to play until one of them hurts themselves, damaged themselves. Or on my team, because we're a bunch of temperamental young people, got an attitude at what the coach said and disqualified themselves. And what ended up happening is the coach would look down the bench and he would try to look past me, but I was like, the reason I went in was not because of my capability. The reason I got in the game, it was my availability. And what they didn't know is when practice ended, I stayed. Even though they didn't see my potential, I knew there was something on the inside of me that if I worked on it, when nobody was praising me or looking, if I got a chance, I would be able to contribute to what was happening. God is not looking for the most capable.
That's it.
He's looking for the, somebody shout at me, available. And when Moses said, "Here I am," that was his commitment to availability. Somebody throw your hands up and say, "God, here I am." Do you mean it? Because this week, he's going to ask for some stuff that you holding on to. He's going to ask for it back. Oh, he won't do that? Ask Abram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After he waited 25 years to have that son, have the son, and then God said, "Give him back."
Come on.
He still had to be available. And today, I want to teach you a habit for here. And let me tell you something that nobody told me. Being available is not a one and done. Availability is daily. When I come before God, today I'm available. And yesterday whooped my tail, but today I'm available again. And God, I can't stand those people, but today I'm available again. When you say "here I am" to God, it's a commitment for the rest of your life to say I'm available. I told the team in the back, I don't know what the future holds, but I'm available. God, give me fresh vision. Give me a new word. Pastor Mark just prophesied. You don't even know what you were speaking to. But what I had when he planted those seeds from God's word in me and Natalie's heart is availability. Everybody say, "Here I am." I'm available, God. Second habit for here. And this is where I'm going to end today. And then next week I'm going to do. Because I don't want to force feed this. I just feel like, you know when the food is good, but they make you eat it? It's not as good. But when you have space to chew and talk and you remember, hold on, what was that sensation that made me feel good 3 minutes ago? It was the meat. You can go back. I'm talking to you about stuff that's going to make you confront you. This whole month, since 2022 started, really, God's kept me here because being here makes me deal with who I am. Most of us are so distracted by what's out there, we don't look at who we are here. You can't look at a mirror on the run. Mirrors don't follow you. They stay here. And you got to stay there long enough. Examine me, oh Lord. Show me who I am. What does it look like when it's on? What does it look like when it's off? What does it look like? You only get to see that when you stay here. Somebody shout at me here. You're going to start to hear this word everywhere. You're about to see it everywhere. And God is slowing down your life long enough for him to speak to you here. You're talking to one of the fastest thinkers in the world. And God's saying, stop thinking about that. Focus on here. There is something holy that's going to come out of this. If you could hear, hold on, what a H-E-A-R determines how long I stay H-E-R-E. The only reason I can stay here is because of what I hear from God. This is why I'm coming as an oracle to you. And I'm telling you, hear me. It's not there that God wants to do something great with you. It's right here. And some of y'all been listening to the wrong people who are telling you it's there. When you move to a new city, when they give you the title, when you get to this metric and this thing, and when the group blows up, and when you have this amount of money, and God's saying you can either listen to them and see how many of their words come to pass. Or you can listen to me. And the sun is still orbiting and staying in place from one word I spoke. Do you know what God told the sun? Stay here. You know what he told the ocean? Stay. Oh, God. You can't go past this. Remember what the subtitle of this year is? This is the year of intentional limitation. That is creation speaking to us every day. They tell us if the sun is 1 degree closer, we would, in everybody and everything would burn up. But if it was 1 degree further back, we'd freeze to death. Do you know what God said to creation? Stay here where I put you, where I placed you, where I separate. What if the sun was like, but I want to be by the moon? What if the sun said, but I want to go out there? He said, no, 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 no. I've made you holy and I've set you apart. And if you produce what I ask you to produce right here, well, I feel the presence of God. It will change people's lives. For generations. What if this next season is not about your capability? The sun could it could be classified as a planet, how big it is. But it gave it the name it needed, gave it the specifications, and told it to stay here. Because now you're functioning in, watch, this is the whole thing, purpose. It's not focusing on pleasure. It's not focusing on our pain. The reason that we have pleasure and pain is so that we can be able to identify with people and live in our purpose. When the sun gets up every morning before us, it's functioning in its holy. It's completely other than every other thing in the solar system. Are you exactly where God's asked you to be, doing what he asked you to do so that he can use you for his purpose? Somebody say, here I am. When he took off his shoes, he took off his protection. So many of us have protected ourselves for years. And God's saying, will you trust me again? I know you got hurt. I know you were wrongly accused. But will you let me be your defender? Take them off. See, when he took off his shoes, he took off his protection. And what he put himself willingly, everybody say willingly. Willingly. He put himself willingly in a state of vulnerability. And when's the last time you have been vulnerable? No. Willingly. I'm willingly going to tell you how I actually feel about our family. I feel like I'm the black sheep. And nobody calls me unless they need something. And so the reason I didn't want to come to Christmas this year was not because I don't love y'all. It's because I feel like y'all don't see me. When's the last time you took off? No, I'm just busy. I got extra work at the, I got to get ahead. I got to do, you. That's protection. Take it off. The reason I haven't started the business, because the last time I tried, I was denied 6 times. And that seed of rejection goes all the way back to my father, who didn't want to spend time with me, but I saw him every Thursday. So the reason I didn't start the business is not because I'm lazy. It's because I'm still hurting. That's where somebody's here is. And until you get vulnerable before God and take off the protection, the problem is the walls you've built don't just keep people out. They keep God out too. That hedge you put around your heart, that's keeping the songs. You're a good father. You can sing it. But every time he tries to come open up the door to your heart, locked, got attack dogs, got everything around your heart. Why? It's just because you haven't been vulnerable. And all I'm trying to do this whole year, which is very uncomfortable for me, because I've always been guarded, because I would never let anybody take my vulnerability or my meekness as weakness. So yeah, I got strength and I'll use it on you, just so you know. Try Jesus. Come on, don't try me, because I throw it. That's, and God said, but that's nowhere in my word. I told you to turn the other cheek. I told you to pray for those who despitefully use you. Some of y'all got to divorce this culture that sounds good, but keeps you out of the will of God for your life. Some of these things we're adopting as principles to live our lives by. And they are going to get you stuck. This year, I'm going to be vulnerable. This year, I'm going to cry when I feel it. You know, I'm a gangster. I ain't going to let none of those things. Why would you hold back? The natural emotion that God gave you to purge. Some of the things you're feeling right now, bubbling, just need a release. That's it. That's all it needs. Everybody around me cries. Everybody, my wife cries, Bree cries, Charles always crying. If you like, they always cry, just cry, oh God, you. And I just feel like, y'all all right? And God told me, he said, Michael, you don't have to be strong for them. I'm strong for them. I need you to be weak towards me. Because the scriptures say, in your weakness, that's the only place I get to be strong. And when he was standing in God's presence and the sole of his feet touched the ground, what God had created, he, for the first time in this moment, had sensitivity. It wasn't just here I am availability. It wasn't just I'm taking off my protection vulnerability. For the first time, he was able to feel where he actually stood. It was sensitivity. And I came to let everybody know that God has transformed my heart. And I'm saying something. This is worldwide news right here. I would not have preached this 5 months ago because it would not have been real for me. When all of the things came out a few weeks ago, that was God literally taking me through a purifying process to give me the ability to feel again. He made me sensitive again. Now, when they talk about celebrities, I don't join in. Because what I've experienced has made me sensitive. Some of y'all put your testimony so far in the back burner that people can walk up dealing with the same thing you went through. And you have your protection on. You don't want nobody to see how broken you were. You don't want their perception of you to go down. And so you lie about here. You don't drop a pin and say, I'm actually only 3 years away from right where you were. Yeah, I work on a church staff. Or yeah, God has blessed me. But I know exactly where you are. And they go away burdened, hurting, and ready to give up because you were not sensitive. God told me, Michael, you're going to leave millions of people on the table that will never know me if you don't develop sensitivity. This floor is way colder than I thought it was. The only reason I can feel it is because I took off my protection. Your husband is way more hurt than you think he is. But the only way you're gonna feel it is if you take off your protection. Your kids need you more than them ignoring you and locking the door is telling you. They're screaming for you to actually invade their space. But you're so distracted by giving them vacations that you're not sensitive. The boss who hates you actually hates the thing in you that they see about themselves. And if you would actually love them when they're despitefully using you and be sensitive, you could cause transformation that has been trying to get to them for years. The church has been full of passion, but we have been lacking compassion. And I came on this turning point, 7, completion. We will not be known for our passion more than our compassion. From 8 on, it's a new beginning. And we're going to be humble, open, and transparent. If I ever get to the place where all of this is doing too much and I've lost my way somehow and I start putting the wrong things in priority over the things that matter, I'm going to be sensitive enough to get up here and y'all might crucify me. Y'all might throw me away. The one thing that I have in my life is I'm marked. The pen has been dropped on me. And so that means I have to follow God completely. And I might get up here vulnerable, hurt. I say, hey, church, I'm going to ask y'all to pray for us for the next 2 months. I just need a break. We don't let pastors do that. Because somehow they're superheroes. No. They got a bullseye on their back everywhere they go. And I might say, I need to reprioritize what God's doing in my life. And I want to stand up here in purity and do what God's called me to do. If I ever do that, I pray that from today on, we would be fostering a church that would be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And there would be people that say, Pastor, thank you. We were feeling this 6 months ago, but didn't know how. We've been praying for you. We've been asking. We've been sensitive to what God is doing. And I'm making a commitment to you that I will always be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. This is the point where many ministries mess up. We can do whatever we want to do. We got the resources, we got the people, we got the this, we got the that. And God said, Michael, come back here to the secret place. Get in my presence and I will reveal to you, if you put the cross first, what there looks like. And if God's calling me back to the here that he knows he can speak to me, he's calling all of us. The question is, are you available? Are you vulnerable? And are you sensitive? Let me say this one thing. Sensitivity is a strength. And I need to speak to males, and I need to speak to specifically African-American males. You want a Black History moment? Let's change history. Let's be men of God who take off our protection. You don't cry, baby. You a man. You a dick. Stop raising our sons in trauma-filled environments that make us suppress what we feel. You don't cry, but I give you something to cry about. No, that actually hurt my feelings. And even though it wouldn't hurt your feelings, I need to express this. Or I'm going to begin to express it in ways that are damaging. Why do we live in a fatherless generation? See, I'm talking about stuff don't nobody want to touch. But the reason I got to go have sex with all these girls is because all of my emotions have been suppressed and depressed. So I need to get it out some way. And now I'm raising generations of fatherless children because I was never sensitive. Who can you be honest with? Where do you go? I want to make this a hospital for humanity. What Jesus said, come to me. All of you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will exchange you and I will give you, everybody say rest. This next season where we say here is holy, it's going to be the most restful season of our life. Why? Because God is here. And I am here. So what? Here is holy. Thank you, Lord, for getting us here. Can somebody just think for 30 seconds about all God had to do to get you here? Been sensitive to your Holy Spirit today, Father. There was so much more I wanted to preach, but thank God for next week, because you're doing something here. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Hallelujah.
where it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made this, 'cause it's all about you. It's all about you. Come on, this is our prayer. Just say, I'm coming back to heart of worship, where it's all right here. What you want to do with me here? It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things. My bad, God. I made it about other things, but it's all about you. Come on, just lift your hands right there. Somebody say, I'm coming back. I'm coming back to what you started in me. What you started in me a long time ago. As passionate as I was 7 years ago, I'm coming back to that, God. The thing that didn't need no money, no title, Father God. God, I'm sorry for making it about likes and clicks, Father God, and platforms and stages, God. Right now, I'm being vulnerable. I'm taking off my protection. Come on, somebody needs to say that in your own life. I'm coming back. Here we are, God, at the end of an era. Saying we are making you first.
It's all about you,
Jesus. Forgive me, Lord,
I'm sorry,
Lord, for making it about arenas. Okay, so watch this. So Moses goes through all of this. He says, here I am. Somebody say, here I am. It's availability. He takes off his protection, and that was vulnerability. And then he's standing in the presence of God, and that's sensitivity. But look what happens when he's sensitive. Ooh, I love the word of God. He now is in the same position, but what was normal just became holy ground. He didn't move, but just those three acts of saying, here I am, taking off his protection and standing in the same place he was standing before. His situation didn't change, but his perspective was transformed. God took an ordinary place and turned it into a holy moment because he acknowledged here. What are you saying to me, Pastor Mike? When you acknowledge here, your perspective can change in the same position. God does not have to give you another job to give you a miracle. God doesn't have to give you another wife to give you the marriage that you can be standing 10 toes down in the same position, and God will turn what was regular into miraculous because you became available, vulnerable, and sensitive. Moses didn't take a step, and God said, don't come any closer, because where you're standing right now is holy ground. God doesn't have to grow our church anymore. God doesn't have to add another subscriber. Everything changed because I changed right here. For you, you don't need more money. You need more availability. You don't need more friends. You need more vulnerability. You don't even need anybody to know your name. You need to be sensitive in the presence of God. And God can turn a regular here into a here is holy. Father, thank you. Come on, hands lifted everywhere. Thank you for slowing us down enough to hear you here. And Father, any of us that have been addicted to the theology of there, I thank you, Father, that you can do a work on the inside of us right now that brings us to a place of acknowledging, that I am here. And because you're here with me, here is holy. Speak, Lord. Your servants have slowed down enough to listen. Ooh. Hey. Whatever you want to do in this year, whatever you want to do in this ministry, whatever you want to do in my life, I'm saying, here I am, God. Write the story, God. I want to be a part of what you want me to part of. Dropping the pen here is my job, Father. But where we go from here is your job, God. I will listen and I will obey. Because it's all about you. It's all about you. So I'm coming back to the heart of worship, where it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, my bad God. I got you from here on out, God. If you're in this moment and you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to give you an opportunity to accept Him, not tomorrow, not there, but right here. Today's the day of salvation. And the fact that I stand up here 7 years after being handed the baton to lead this church with all of my flaws, somebody who was addicted to pornography, a liar, a manipulator, I had so much just dark things in my heart from years of trauma and things I want, like, and God said, you with all of that, I'm gonna transform you. I'm gonna sanctify you. I've justified you. And I'm gonna use you and I'm gonna set you apart. I'm gonna make you holy. I would have never thought I'd be standing here talking to you. But God. And today, I want to give you a but God moment in your own life. I want you to be able to say everything for real, what you really did, what really was going on. And then you're able to say, but there was a moment that God came in. But you got to invite Him in. He's not going to knock the door to your house down. You're going to have to invite Him in. They told me that as of today, in 2022, over 5,943 people have given their life to Christ. Just in the last 5 weeks, y'all. Glory to God. This is why our church exists. If you don't get excited about that, you got to move around. Like, but what if that's what God did back there? And today He wanted to produce an opportunity for salvation for hundreds, if not thousands more, right here. Make the greatest decision of your life. It took me from being all of those crazy things I told you, not to being a perfect man, but a progressing man, to hear my daughters on that little video. Y'all, I was a wreck after that part. Say that I make time for them and I'm this and I'm that to them and I'm there for them. I wasn't that man. God has transformed me. But I couldn't have done it without Him. So today, if you're tired of carrying the heavy load and the burden by yourself, today, I want you to give your life to Christ right here. On the count of three, if that's you, and you're saying, Pastor, I want you to include me in that prayer. Today, I'm saying, here I am. Somebody say, here I am. If you're saying, here I am in your heart, and you want Jesus to be your personal Lord and Savior, on the count of three, I just want you to raise your hand. One, you're making the greatest decision of your life. Two, nothing magical happens at this moment, but transformation begins to happen in your life, and your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Three, just shoot your hand up. Amen. It doesn't matter who's around or what's going on. God saw that. Woo. You just located yourself. You just dropped a pen and you said, God, here I am. Somebody say, here I am. Could you put that pen on me just one more time? Because today I want to pray this prayer and I want you to see yourself. This is where God has dropped the pen on you and said, from now on. Come on, bring the pen over here. Where the pen at? It's over here. Come on, bring the pen. Or do I need to stand under the pen? Where the pen at? Here we go. Where you going? You come this way. I'm going to stand here until the pen finds me. Lord, I've been lying about where I've been at, God. But today, here I am, Lord. Here I am, God. Here I am. Don't drift away from me, Lord. You drop the pen. I want you to pray this prayer. Wherever you are, whatever nationality, whatever country you're in. In Transformation Church, we're a family. Nobody prays alone. We've all made this decision. And so we're going to pray with you because you got a new family. Everybody say, God, thank you that you have sent your son just for me right here. Today I give you my life. I surrender. I believe you lived and you died just for me. Today I'm getting vulnerable. Here I am. Use me. Change me. Transform me. I'm yours. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we give God praise right now? Y'all better help me. There's hundreds of people in this moment that are giving God the ability to locate them. And guess what? This location works in the natural and the supernatural. Your name has now been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And your eternity is secure. Now we got to live out this history. And how we live out this history changes everything. Today, I'm grateful and I'm honored to, on our 7th anniversary, lead you into the only thing that matters. What we set out to do from the very beginning is represent God to the lost and the found for one reason. What is it? Transformation in Christ. And you just experienced that. So if you just got saved, I want you to text the number on the screen. Text SAVED. And we're going to give you some resources. We're not going to hound you. We're going to help you. And we want you to be everything that God's called you to be. Go back and watch some of the other sermon series. Start this whole sermon series over. Go back and watch Forgiveness University. Go back and watch Relationship Goals. Go back and watch Crazy Faith. We want to help you on this journey so you can be all that you can be. I promise you, this will be the best year of your life if it is your best year spiritually. And you just dropped the pen and said, God, here I am. So I'm telling you that right here, here is holy. Would everybody just stand up everywhere? Because right here, sent right here. On this day, God, right here. Just declare that right here. Thank you for letting me and Natalie lead you. Thank you for giving us the ability to be flawed and faithful. This is the beginning of something new. And I promise you, on this anniversary Sunday, that you have not even begun to experience the level of transformation that is about to happen through this house. There will be no more fake, no more facade, no more just passion. We're going to be a church led by compassion, and it's going to change this world. I love you. I believe in you. And the best days of your life are right. See, y'all thought I was about to say up ahead of you. The best days of your life are right here. Somebody just say it. The best days of my life are right here. Because here is holy. Father, bless the people. Thank you for getting us here. And I vow in front of everybody to continue to give you glory, honor, and praise for all you're saying and doing. Thank you for all the people who flew in, all the people who sent words and videos. Thank you for this church who really, it is the anniversary of all the people's lives you've transformed. Hundreds of thousands of people will be in heaven because of the yes of Bishop and Pastor Debbie McIntosh. And today we celebrate them. We celebrate this people. And most of all, we celebrate you, God. This is your anniversary of faithfulness. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. It's in Jesus' name we agree. Somebody say amen. We love you. Let's celebrate all weekend. God bless you. Go out and live a transformed life.